well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We're back with Gary Richard Arnold. Welcome back, Gary. And I saw your email, and it deals with Fiona Hill. And she was on the Star Chamber today with Adam Schiff. Last two F's of his name I have changed to T's, because that is what the man is full of. He is a, what's called, he's part of the Liocracy. Liocracy,
well,
right?
Again, we look at the, the triangulation, or, the Trinity, the three persons in one God, the new ruling order,
right,
with the pedophile networks, the sexual blackmail, the intelligence agency, and the control of the media, and the movement towards the continuing dumbing down of people to make them not as individuals, but to groupthink and merely be workers under this conspiracy. What they don't tell you in her Wikipedia and stuff is being continually scrubbed. Actually, the last 5 minutes, they even brought up the protocols and a few other things that was interesting.
Protocols, what, the Protocols of Zion?
Yes, which I think is going to do nothing but make.
Who's bringing that up? Who brought that up?
That was a Democrat, and he was trying to cast the Republicans as anti-Semitic.
What? The Democrats are anti-Semitic. In fact, they have, I think it's called BDS, the actual organization trying to defund Israel, is Democrat. So when I hear that, it's like, you know what I see? Every crime that the Democrats are doing, they're accusing the Republicans of. There's no evidence the Republicans are doing it, but the Democrats are full force doing it in the open with blaring evidence, just like the video clips of Vice President Biden threatening the Ukrainians, if you don't fire this investigator in 6 hours, you're not getting the $1 billion. I mean, and then he tries to say he didn't say it. It's like, sorry, Biden, you're a non-entity. Even the previous Biden, 20, 30 years ago, would be more electable than this guy. This
does to people mentally is exactly what happens if somebody's ears are boxed. If you open your palms and slap two ears at the same time, you're jarring that brain so that its synapses really become, they're not connected. It's like a boxer, hitting left and right, and the guy's getting punch drunk. This is a very deliberate. The all the comments are fashioned, and we see time after time. I think some of the reporters have picked up where actually Rush Limbaugh years and years ago started to show the words that were used on every opposition. They would exactly read from the same.
There's similar phraseology, right? There's
only, it was just one echo throughout the media network in order to basically hypnotize. They're scientifically crafted. I mean, these go before focus.
Well, yeah, you can see that's why you go across networks. You can see, I call MSLSD. The Criminal News Network, and they use the same words even, or phraseology, around the same news items in the same week. Now, I got a picture in front of me, and I got a comment on this and hear your response, because you did some good research here. It shows this smirking, demonic face, a big face, of George Soros, this monster, billionaire, and criminal, right beside this dour face of Fiona Hill. And she's got this kind of dour face, says, I am a willing subject. You think it's like the trilogy of the Ring. It's like, oh my gosh. And then she tries to act, and then she said in the hearing that I heard so far, but I didn't hear all of it, that the investigations going back to Ukrainian manipulation were all Russian. It wasn't any Ukrainians. Like, sorry, all the evidence points that the initial things, including the dossier that was built around Steele, by the way, Steele didn't do it, it was the Democratic National Committee. Steele was just a partial contributor. And so when she says this, she doesn't want to redirect it back to the fact that it's well known that the Ukrainian government is corrupt, and it's well known the Ukrainians were the primary people that got the dossier thing going against Donald Trump, right?
Well, get this dopey guy that brought up the protocols of Zion. He says there's a conspiracy theory out there to link you with George Soros. And what you see before you
right
now...
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The application in her own handwriting that she's been appointed to the board as a board member, for the Eurasia Project for the Open Society Institute of George Soros. So, some of these congressmen, are really dumb. Actually, they don't have time to keep up as well as a lot of your listeners. Yeah. So.
And I got points here. You put together very nice points. Work with the DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa in creation of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. Fired from the National Security Council in 2017 for leaks and returning to the CIA. Worked directly under James Clapper. Blah. Worked and traveled with Joe Biden. Blah. Served in the Obama administration. Blah. And then worked with John Brennan. Look, this guy Brennan and Clapper, these guys are arrogant demons. And it's
remember, she's in there. Talking about how wonderful the Obama administration was, and that how terrible we are with our policy benefiting the Soviet Union. But that was while Brennan, who had voted for Communist Gus Hall and Angela Davis, and CIA Chief Leon Panetta, who had given military and policy information to both the Soviets and the Chinese, she was working under. She had no aversion to that, or the United States giving 20% of its uranium to the communists. And there's no record. I mean, it's being scrubbed in her biographies. She was going to school. She was paid by a group called the Frank Knox, K-N-O-X, Fellow.
Right.
And you look at it and you find out who's funding it. Well, it's Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. That's the Five Eyes.
This is part of what's called Project Omega, conceived by the Thule.
Again, and they're having, she worked under Richard E. Pipes. I think he just died within the last year or so, but he was a Bilderberger. He worked under Bush. He worked under Obama. She worked for Brookings, and we could spend a whole program on Brookings and should someday. And Fiona Hill worked for Skull and Bones, Bush, and Obama, again, under Leon.
Well, you got the actual signature when, and she says, and this guy brings up the conspiracy theory, you have the signed document that she actually signed as a research fellow, advisory board member, Central Eurasian Project, Open Society Institute, New York, USA. That's Soros. And by the way, until Trump cut off Soros about a year and a half ago, Soros worked directly with the CIA and these organizations and the State Department on the Orange Revolutions around the world. Soros is not a peripheral guy. He worked directly lockstep with NSA, FBI, and CIA, MI5 and MI6, in doing a lot of the Orange Revolution, didn't he?
Right. Well, this is all, part of Operation Monarch, and before and after that. You look at the Bilderberger associations in which she's involved with, and it was the Conrad Black, Lord Conrad Black, that spent $300 million. This is 20 years ago, so you're talking billions of dollars.
Right.
And he handpicked a number of attendees for the Bilderberger meeting. And you're talking David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and George Soros. Now, when you look at some of the captions that I sent down there, somebody had done some research, which I just merely copied, and it shows the various newspapers that are controlled by a group called the Pilgrims. And the Pilgrims was first set up in 1909, way before the Communist Revolution and before, the League of Nations and all that. And they're again, their goal was a world government. They wanted the English-speaking people to run it, but treat everybody like a slave, no matter whether
That's the British model, isn't it? The Eighth Kingdom. Now, one of the things, the documents you have here, and I want you to comment on it, and this is something that's very serious, because there are three military personnel that got... Trump actually gave them absolutions of their sort of military trials and their guilt and their prison time. But Roger Stone has a process crime, is on 7 felony charge. He's been found guilty, and he's in his, I think he's 67 or 68. He's very likely to spend the rest of his life in prison unless he gets an absolution by Trump. But remember, it's Roger Stone that fingered in May 2017 this one, Fiona Hill. And so she was a mole planted by a financier and philanthropist, George Soros. The smear can be traced back to Roger Stone. And I've had Roger on the program. I've done videos with him. I can tell you right now, Roger Stone knows all the things hidden under every rock in every tree and every stump in the district of criminals. That's the reason why the deep state got him, because he wasn't just affiliated with Trump, he was an advisor. Stone is a super genius geopolitically. This guy knows where the hell all of the bodies and the bones are, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now, if you look at page 5 in that series, I think it's 5 out of 10, you go halfway down, it turns out there was a parliament of the press put together. And they record the first imperial press conference. Now, how does that sound? As if that would be free press at all.
Right.
And it identifies a recruiting grounds for newspaper people to serve as spies. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat for a minute.
Right.
Sorry, people.
And by the way, this also ties Fiona Hill to Eric Ciaramella, and for some reason or other, although you and I have brought this up weeks ago, the name came out on Fox News, and they sanctioned them even on Facebook and Twitter, Fox News, for bringing out the name Eric Ciaramella. And I've seen the actual people that are the expert attorneys talking about the whistleblower rule. They can't hide Eric Ciaramella. This guy is a criminal, and he's not a whistleblower, and he doesn't deserve to be hidden. And you hear Adam Schiff saying, oh, we got to hide him for all of that and all these reasons. I say, no, this guy's a deep state operative. And if they bring him forward, if they actually try to have a trial for removing Trump from office, right, with an impeachment, this guy's going to be found out to be a criminal. He needs to go to prison. He's not a whistleblower.
He and his lawyer, Mark Zaid.
Yeah.
I mean, what fun targets. I mean, these guys have, you know, blood dripping from their elbows with their conspiracies.
Well, let me step back.
But we go back to the newspapers and this control and the way they control everything. And the first Imperial Press Conference that's over 100 years ago, 110 years ago. And it was, you know, these newspapers are used as an intelligence network. And this was my part of my break with G. Edward Griffin. He would not look at political operations as run by intelligence agencies. And he would, you know, it was mostly a free enterprise with divorcing the secret societies and the conspiratorial aspects.
Right.
And we've got the Financial Times, the Sunday Times, the New Yorker, New York Times.
By the way, I just subscribed to a
society.
I just subscribed to a new paper that was advertised in one of my videos, actually, because I have some video advertising of, you know, ethical videos, and it's called Epoch Times, EPOC, and I really like it. I mean, if you're out there, subscribe to Epoch Times. They're conservative. They deal with reality. They're good. In fact, I'm going to include them in my review. I'm not so happy with Drudge anymore, because a lot of time Drudge does stuff that I think he's dredging up things that are not
reality. I really sense something is going
going wrong. But Epoch Times is pretty clean, and I'm impressed with it. I'm going to take a trial of it and see how it works over the next few months and comment on their articles and post up links. But if you get a link, go get the Epoch Times. Start reading after I do a commentary on each of the titles of articles, because I do it almost every day. Like, I'll do it today after the show, and you'll see that posted up on my Vimeo YouTube channel and also embedded on my mass email. And those mass emails are all free. All you have to do is just subscribe to NutriMedical and get my a list, or Clay at Iron and Daigle Network, and you're on one of our lists, and we're just going to send it to you free. So you get the hyperlink directly to watch the video and see the comments on different things. You've got a list here also just down a little bit below. They have F.W. Dickinson, Robert Donald, Reuters Agency, and then Hamilton Fye, Daily Mail, and Percival Landon, Daily Telegram. Then it says Moberly Bell, The Times. What's that? What are all these little clips for?
Those were the, let me pull some of this stuff out here. These are people that have been members of the Bilderberger Society, the Daily Telegraph and Reuters and Westminster Gazette. And it's pretty much like the trilateral Bilderberger network in the U.S. with what we got basically six corporations.
The Bilderbergers are primarily run by the Vatican and by the British MI5, MI6, and the globalists and the United Nations. They're directly tied to the CFR, which has its own journal called the Foreign Affairs, and the They actually talk about their plans back as all early as the fall of 1973, where they talk about the things that parallel the Bible, the Ten Zones and the Ten Kings. In fact,
yeah, 1954, the first chairman was Prince Bernard, who had been a high Nazi SS official.
Right, and by the way, the Thule Society in Nazi Germany in 1933 hatched this thing called Project Omega, and George Bush Sr. completed in 1982 here as a senior member of the CIA.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear Stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So she's part of the dossier mess, right? Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, she was trained by Five Eyes, and we can go into that.
Let's get into that. So Fiona Hale, with this blank look that she had on her face, she looks to me like someone who's has been minionized. In other words, they're a junior minion of Satan, literally, on Earth. And she worked with Five Eyes. She was trained there. She works with George Soros. She's actually met with Christopher Steele, didn't she? The guy that was the name put on the dossier. And by the way, he didn't author all of it. His name was put on it because he was used as an FBI informant with MI5, MI6 in Britain. And it was the British, of course, the British intelligence and the reptilian system that they run to actually run the world economy through their banks in Jersey and Guernsey Island and Grand Cayman for the bubble economy for the planet. And actually the bubble economy they're trying to defend right now, which is blowing up because of the repo market. And they know that the end is coming, and they're ready for the next system, which is the Mark of the Beast, which is why next October, George Bush Jr. passed Presidential Directive 51 before he left, before Barack Obama in 2007. They handed over some of the authorities of the president to the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, which is linked with the deep state. The deep state is Project Omega. That means CIA, MI5, MI6, NSA. Every secret agency on the planet, including Russian, Chinese, etc., are all linked at the top by a system conceived by the Nazis and the Thule Society. So what I've said, and I'm going to repeat this, the Nazis, which are occultists, did not lose World War II. They won because their space program and their intel agencies and their technologies and approaches have been translated to every agency on Earth for Project Omega. And people don't know that. Every single intel agency is an occultic agency that's druidic, satanic, and luciferic, and they're connected at the top. That's
well, they like the Rothschilds during World War II. They really didn't care who won because they float up like a cork. It was to unify people into groupthinks and to create enemies. More like 1984 was to recommend. And right. And like Jerry Voorhees said, we're going to have the cartelization of Europe, no matter who wins.
Exactly.
Deal. So they were financing both sides. So they didn't give a rat's tail.
And the whole idea is that they don't care who's and they do what we call space chess, which means at the top level they're actually all kind of congealed together at the very top, but at lower levels they can have conflict, like economic conflict with Russia. At the same time, we're conflicting with Iran, for example. We bring out Mossadegh and put in the Shah, take out the Shah and put in the Ayatollah. We make dark alliances where we hit countries like Russia with their economy. So a lot of the citizens think we're trying to destroy Russia, so they're paranoid. At the same level, at the top levels, at the very top levels, everybody knows this is a game for the public consumption of the population to control them and release technologies and eventually push every citizen on Earth into trade zone matrix and to reduce the world population and transition to a super state Earth where a tiny minority like the movie Gattaca is in control of genetic engineering and cybernetic technology. They've reduced the world population and they've replaced the lower castes of this system, like a genetic and cybernetic caste system, with cybots, which are humans that have been now tracked and chipped and have cybernetic controls to directly access their intentions of their cortex and may not get the life extension and other technologies that the elite are going to soon get. I've seen evidence of this already from some of my people that I interact with in the academy. They don't want the technology that I've developed and my colleagues to extend the lifespan even 5 or 10 years. They're not interested in people. They want to have a transhuman population that's massively reduced and infertile, and they want to eventually control even human reproduction so you can't reproduce unless you're licensed, and they want to reproduce you in a laboratory, in a government laboratory, so that all fetuses in the future won't be grown in mothers' wombs, They'll be grown in a lab in an artificial uterus or an animal uterus, and they'll be genetically engineered just like they say they can create a human fetus. So the future is the state wants to be the ultimate genetic and cybernetic parent of the entire population. That's their plan, isn't it?
Yeah. Now the guy that founded CrowdStrike, which was one that alleged that Russia had hacked the Democratic server. Now, why would that Democratic server be in the Ukraine? Number one, and number
yeah,
two,
that was actually that the whole theory was blown up, wasn't it?
Sure. And also, the founder of CrowdStrike is Dmitry Arapirovich, is a non-resident fellow of Cyber Statecraft Initiative at the Atlantic Council. Now, get this. One of the funders of the Atlantic Council, they got money from Burisma. They also got money from Soros. They also got money from Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and they also got money from the U.S. State Department, which is Hillary Clinton, for Christ's sake.
So where do you think that... Now, what I have is my evidence, and I have it from classified sources, too, that there was not a cyber hack by Ukraine. It was an actual thumbnail transfer of data, and the guy that transferred it is actually dead now. And he met at a university up in the northeast of the United States, tried to transfer the information because he was ticked off. He was a supporter of the socialist Bernie Sanders clause, and the Democratic Party were kind of beating up Bernie, so he decided he was going to steal the data, grabbed it on a thumb drive, and then tried to shuttle that over to the people to our guy over in Britain. It was actually in the embassy there that would release this information. So the fact
is... Assange, right? And Assange, then we had
And Assange, by the way, is...
Rich getting killed, which might be one of the participants in pulling information.
We know he is. I have my classified sources. Sesswich was killed, and we know it was a thumb drive transfer. It wasn't a data hack. So this foolishness that it was a data hack, and the idea it was Russians... there's some Russian names involved there, but it was clearly Ukrainians were involved. The Russian data that they had some private people who was not right up to Putin. Putin was not involved with this, by the way. This is private oligarchs that were basically running rogue, because you got to understand this. And I'm watching the current Tom Clancy movie from 2014 about this, about one of his latest movies from 5 years ago, is insider trading and irregular financial practices by the oligarchs is operational and completely legal in Russia. So they're like a giant corporation that's like a rogue. For example, the largest manufacturer of aluminum in the world is a Russian oligarch. And people need to understand the best hackers in the world in terms of the cyber hacking are Russians. They're not Chinese or Japanese. They're Russians. People need to realize this.
On another page there, there's a page 9. Lisa's going to have some pages.
Okay, you got a lot of pages here. Wow.
We're going into the Institute for War and Peace Reporting.
Right, and you can down see, to that so I can follow you.
Yeah, okay, that's page 9. There should be a...
page 9. Here we are. Fiona Hill, CNN.com. October 15, 2019, Washington, D.C.
We're looking at
board members.
International board, it should say at the top, or close to the top.
That one is on page 9, says Fiona Hill, CNN.com, and it talks about her being raised concerns about Rudy Giuliani's role in U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine, telling lawmakers on Monday that she saw wrongdoing in the American foreign policy and tried to report it to officials. First off, policy is set by the president, not by the collective foreign officials, right?
Right.
Here it is, the Institute for War and Peace Reporting. Talk about that for a minute.
Okay, I'm shuffling papers.
It's on page 9. So it says incorporation document.
Oh, okay, I found the one with the picture of the pilgrims on it and stuff. Is that the one there?
Well, the one that says here, Institute for War and Peace Reporting, 1st September 1992, incorporation document certification of incorporation statements of directions and registered office declaration of compliance memorandum of association articles of association. And it says below it, it's got a hyperlink directly to the companies in the UK.co, the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, and then it's got a below a company's UK, it's got this thing called Fiona Hill.
I can add to that. I don't have that particular page out, but I do have their international board.
So she's directly linked to Mr. C.R. Carmella, right?
Yeah, And we've got Sir David, all these lords and everything. Sir right. David Bell, he runs the Financial Times, which is worldwide. It's published all over the place.
Right.
We've got the Soros Fund, Chris Canavan. He comes from the Soros Fund Management. So all these other groups, they're all penetrated. We've got the Redstone globalist, former assistant to the State for Democracy and Human Rights. Of course, everything's painted in just the 1984 style. And then we got people from Yale. We've got people from the Sunday Times. This is that network, that media network that massages all of this information. And again, what's important for people to add to their layers of the conspiracy, once you get beyond the Council on Foreign Relations, some of the more powerful people are in this Pilgrim Society and the Atlantic Council.
Right.
Now, the Atlantic Council is, again, it was financed by Burisma, which, Hunter Biden, it was the part of, part of the transfer of money.
That's why they were trying to redirect. You see, it was Adam Schiff. I call it TT, by the way. And everybody trying to redirect, and Fiona Hill saying, no, it wasn't, it was Russians. It was totally Russian. It had nothing to do with Ukraine. I'm thinking, she knows otherwise, and she's trying to redirect it so people will not follow the proper trail. But you know what? The FISA agreements and the trail going back to Burisma is being followed by Durham and Barr, and it's supposed to come out, I heard, December 8th, I think the report's going to actually come out, and there's already a pre-report kind of warning, and there's no leaks. There's no leaks going on with this, with Durham and Barr, and it's going to just come down like a guillotine on the Democrats and the deep state that are doing this, like Fiona Hill and Mr. Sia Carmela, Clapper, Brennan. I think you're going to start seeing indictments because they have a grand jury already impaneled, which means these people are going to wear orange jumpsuits for 2020.
Okay,
orange
get this,
is the color
get
of 2020.
This one here. One of Schiff's staffers, and we covered this, all these pieces of a puzzle are hard to put together all at one time, but this will fit in under this Atlantic Council and Pilgrim Society. The quote is, where is it coming from here? The Schiff staffer, Thomas Eager, is also currently one of 19 fellows of the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Congressional Fellowship, bipartisan program that educates congressional staff on current events in Eurasia.
Right.
These are no more than globalist intelligence agents that are embedded inside and coordinating the congressmen, because just like Schumer said, they got six ways to Sunday, to turn you inside out. It says Eager's trip to the Ukraine last month was part of...
I think it wasn't a statement by, was it Clapper or Brennan who said that?
This one here is a Schiff staffer.
Right, but I heard the same comment from, I think it was Clapper, who threatened Trump directly in open media. It's actually on the news, and said we got six ways of getting him. I'm thinking, staters actually are pretty damn nervy. You think elected officials are just a scam, and that the real controller of the world now are the deep state and these embedded political hacks and globalists that are actually running the whole show. That's what they think.
Yeah, well, they've got their they got their lords and guys. It's a feudal system. Organization, and running the two parties.
We've gone back to what is called judicial and legal feudalism over the last few centuries. We've gone back from a constitutional republic, and they're parallel to the current government, and especially since the Patriot Act, they've gotten really bad, and the new laws about FISA court. And so these things that they created after, these were planned, by the way, and released before George Bush even took office. And after he took office, they've expanded them. And in 2007, when he passed the Presidential Directive 51, he gave even more power to Saad, including, people don't realize, the state of It's a Real Hell, Israel, and Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, the Sunni countries, are all controlled by Saad. And people need to understand this. They don't understand the drug cartels run by Saad, the organ trade and the human trade is all run by the Special Activity Division of the CIA in conjunction with MI5, MI6, and global Masonic organizations are not just American. They're Muslim over in Pakistan, for example, and in Afghanistan, they're making deals with the Taliban to make sure the drug trade continues.
Well, let me tell you what this International Intelligence person working on shift staff together with 19 other fellows did. It says his trip to the Ukraine last month was part of a fellowship program. So it's not coming from your elected individuals. It's coming from the international, you know, intelligence networks. It said it included nine other House employees. They visited from August 24th to the 31st, billed as a Ukrainian study trip. It says the dates of the pre-planned trip, his visit to the Ukraine was sponsored by Burisma-funded Atlantic Council, began 12 days after the whistleblower filed his complaint.
You're on your game today, aren't you? Wow. Yeah, you know what?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Los Angeles, California, L.A. Times reporter and assistant manager Christina
Let's say
Bellatore.
That when you're going live. We're going live. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Stop. Go live on this, okay?
All right.
We're now going live, and we have some interesting stuff about Adam Schiff. By the way, when I see this guy, he looks to me, he's got a very blank face with, non-characteristic, but he looks like, and he's got these bug eyes, almost like he's got exophthalmos from hyperthyroidism. But the man doesn't know how to keep a lie straight. In fact, he should keep a book of lies so he can keep his lies at least looking consistent. It's amazing, 3 years of lying over Russiagate. Now he's lying over, what's the crime? Okay, well, the first is, it's quid pro quo, which is gone. Then it's, blackmail. Then it's bribery. Then it's violation of some protocol, or even just ticking off the so-called conglomerate of foreign affairs people in the foreign service that have come up with a consensus of what they want to do, which is different than what Trump wants to do, and he actually is supposed to set policy. So this is kind of amazing to me that these people are this nervy. But Adam Schiff, you mentioned, has some very dark sides. I mean, the man has a gay lover who's accused him of what?
Well, let me just add to that again. Remember, he gets money from Ed Buck. Ed Buck was one with the dead prostitutes coming out. Ed Buck financed Adam Schiff's campaign together with Ted Lieu, who's also on the Intelligence Committee.
Oh,
and then
my.
You've got the secret society. You can add fart to his name now because he farted on TV during a interview. And there's so many cartoons coming out now, and that's Swalwell, a secret society with a dagger through a skull, with the skull biting on a feathered quill. But, I mean, these are all sick people. Plus, he's got on his staff paid for intelligence operatives from the Atlantic Council. So, I mean, he is not a thinker at all. I'm sure they got blackmail all over him. Part of his district is West Hollywood, of which Ed Buck was a councilman and helped form because it was supposed to be the first homosexual city. Anyway, there's a L.A. Times quote and picture of a black guy. It said, Will Bottoms, claims California Congressional Adam Schiff has abused him physically, emotionally, and sexually. Los Angeles Times, California, reporter and assistant managing editor Christina Bellatore dropped another bombshell in what can only be described as ongoing U.S. congressional and political sex and domestic violence scandal this afternoon. Bellatore was contacted by Will Brown, who claims to be the gay lover of California Congressman Adam Schiff. Quote, Will contacted me and told me he had been the victim for too long and wanted to speak out. Bellatore told us that Bottom stated that he has been Schiff's gay lover for many years.
Whoa.
And has endured a plethora of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. And it shows him here, one eye is totally closed because of a bruise. But anyway, wow. I'll try to get that email
That's amazing. I mean, this guy, you can tell he's a perverted, weird guy, okay? Schiff. And the thing is, that he's extremely arrogant, too. Even though he's in the middle of making a statement that he contradicts even statements he made the previous week, he acts like, you got to believe me, and he's got this blank face where he keeps on saying things, are bold-faced lies. It's unbelievable the fact that he converted his commission, which isn't even the proper segment of the Congress to actually handle this, has the power to do impeachment. He's got what's called an intel commission that's trying to act like a star chamber. He doesn't even follow the rules of evidence or the procedures of anything where you have the ability to cross-examine or even face your accuser. Nothing that this guy Schiff has done in the so-called star chamber of Ukrainegate is legal, ethical, or even follows previous precedent. It's unbelievable. And this guy needs to go to prison and be in a psychiatric hospital. He's mentally ill and demonically possessed. The man needs prayer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now, the other thing, Fiona Hill is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, that wonderful organization founded by the Dulles brothers and ensconced with full control of the Republican Party under Eisenhower.
Whoa.
Eisenhower made John Foster Dulles Secretary of State and Alan Dulles head of the CIA, in which they felt that JFK, for all of his faults, wasn't being smooth enough. And, you know, then Alan Dulles ended up on the Warren Commission together with another Skull and Bones member and so forth. And the one guy, I think the Alaskan senator that was put on there, ended up in an airplane crash and has had a son or nephew or something like that concerned about TARP and some of the things that went on up there.
I got a question for you. Do you think that this stuff is going to come out, at least a portion of what you've done, which is amazing research, by the way, on Fox News tonight when they get some of their experts on? Because they get some pretty good people sometimes.
Well, let me tell you, that one of the people that was invited to the Pilgrims meeting was Rupert Murdoch. So, you know, the very fact that Fox is still holding up the Hegelian right, and I think there's stuff coming out of there that's really valuable, and I think if that wasn't there, or if Hillary had been elected, we wouldn't
talk. But they also things. I saw Wallace, and I've seen Caputo making negative comments to Trump that basically is, you shouldn't criticize. Who the hell are these people, Caputo and Wallace? And Wallace, by the way, is making statements that are not even legally accurate. Like, I'm a pro se litigant expert. I could probably pick up a law degree within a year.
No,
I know what Wallace is.
Wallace is a snake.
Caputo. Caputo's a snake, too. These guys think that that because they're news broadcasters, they have the right to kind of literally publicly embarrass the actions of the president when it's not. The president's not doing anything illegal. He has a right to, when he's abused by the news media and public, to counter them and say, you know what, this is not the way things are. See, they don't like the idea. They can't see. This is one of the side effects of the internet. The internet was invented about six decades ago. Even, by the way, during the Second World War, when IBM Corporation was making Holocaust cards for the Nazis. And people don't understand that these intel agencies are completely absorbed. But when they created the internet, they don't realize the side effect is the data. They don't have total control over data, including the dark internet. And as a result, people with many different apps, some of them made by these government agencies and their tentacles like Facebook and Twitter, information is getting out to the public, and the public aren't completely naive. They want to assume they are, but they're not anymore. For example, my show, over the years, has millions of audience that listen and know the facts. And the average American doesn't, they know that 9/11 was an inside job. They don't know all the details necessarily like I do. Or, for example, this coming Monday, this weekend, I'm going to do a video with Susan Lindauer. Do you know who she is?
No.
She's the CIA liaison for Iraq, and she knew about 9/11 up to 8 months before it happened. And because she had internal documents that proved that she knew it was actually going to be done, including the demolition of the World Trade Center towers, they put her in prison under the Patriot Act. Okay? So
yeah.
I got people that are coming on the show, including other people like our whistleblower, Greg Ford, Cody Snodgrass, the exit examiner for the... I was the exit examiner for the Murrah building. He was a munitions guy that tried to contract to blow up the Murrah building with micronukes and RDX and high explosive cord. He refused, and they got somebody else to actually do it. And, of course, it was inferior. They only had one of the micronukes go off because my guy... that told me there was an exit examiner from the five special op team, federal team. I was the examiner of all five because my boss, Major Swinder, was off getting airtime. So I'm not a minor player in this. And there's nobody like me on the internet or radio or TV. None. Not even close. And I didn't get any respect from him except for two people on the networks I was on. John Moore. Let me finish. John Moore from Republic Radio and Pastor Butch. Please continue now. Go ahead.
The Solanic Council, it's not usually brought into the mix. It's usually Trilat, CFR, Bilderberger, and Skull and Bones. But
right.
The Pilgrim Society and the Atlantic Council is huge. The Atlantic Council is literally part of the world parallel government.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the supporters are the American Israel Public Affairs Commission, the Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, Bloomberg Philanthropies, the European Union itself, you know, again, pushing world government, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office of the UK, so it's the government of the UK, JP
right.
Morgan Chase, NATO, So what we're paying 80% or whatever it was of NATO, we're paying for our own destruction against our own sovereignty. Northrop, right. The Open Society, you know, Soros again, Pfizer, the drug company, Raytheon, Rockefeller and Company, Rockefeller Brothers, the Boeing Company, 21st Century Fox, so you got your Hollywood right. in there, Dow Chemical, who created Agent Orange, and get this, the United States Air Force, the United States Army, the United States Chamber of Commerce, the United States Department of State, the United States Whoa. Marine Corps, and the United States Navy. They're all feeding the Atlantic Council. Theoretically, the only way they kept themselves together and they created the European Union was to make Russia the boogeyman. That's why we gave them all the support to threaten them for their own defense, to give up their sovereignty to join the European Union, just as was predicted by Jerry Voorhees and his Beyond Victory. And they're doing it today. They haven't stopped.
Well, that's why they're
Russia
pushing Ukraine, because...
I mean, the horrible person. They got an economy the size of Italy, and they've lost 30 million people of their own population because they can't even reproduce. And they're right. making them the boogeyman.
Well, their eventual plan was to literally suck in and absorb all these populations around the world into one matrix, which is basically without borders and 10 trade zones.
There you go.
And again, that's why I disagree with making Ukraine a NATO country.
Oh, absolutely. There's no reason for NATO anymore. Russia is, you know, a sick child.
Right, but there's...
Now, they may have some nukes around and
they have a lot of nukes, and they had advanced weapons, not only nukes, but space-based and weather weapons. Give an example, and I knew this 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I had from my classified sources of weapons... that we have, the Russians caught up, and they have space-based scalar weapons that can cause what's called a tropospheric inversion. That means they can drop the temperature on the ground 200 degrees, so the air turns into liquid nitrogen. Anything standing there, people, animals, whatever, get frozen instantly, including the cut in your mouth. And this is what happened to the ancient, woolly mammoths up on Baffin Island. Six times the size of an African bull elephant. And the problem is, you see, don't understand, we have weapon systems that they have. They create hemicanes, which means hurricanes in the middle of a continent, where you usually don't get them, you get them on the coast. And they can do weather weaponry or earthquake weaponry, and they have all this stuff just like we do. The top two nations are Russia and America. America's number one, but they're close second. And they have weapon systems that we don't have. Scalar weapons they've been developing for 7 decades, okay? I know how to make scalar weapons, too. Phased array frequencies, things that can affect you thousands of miles away. Now, the Russians are no slouches, and they're paranoid as hell because guess what? We're scaring the heck out of them. Instead of them becoming an ally, we're trying to scare the Russians into having a conflict. And we even gave them nuclear weapons in the late 90s. We gave them targeting technology through the British company Lockheed Martin or Sputnik and the British Stock Exchange. And we transferred to them through the LEO project, for Low Earth Orbit Satellite Project, and our China ability to target our cities and our military bases with high-speed, next-generation nuclear weapons. And the problem is, you see, I'm trying to get through to Trump because he doesn't fully understand this, and the people around him are lying to him. And although he's a genius at dealing with negotiations and, let's say, business building a rink or an apartment building, he doesn't understand this science. He doesn't understand bioweapons or these other things like AI. It is coming. Now, you out there think, well, I want Dr. Deagle to shut up and I want his guests to speak. Guess what? You did an amazing show today. Go to your website, which is news-expose.org. Find all these articles, read them, weep and pray, and then act, because this is no joke. You're not going to get this full expose anywhere else except on the Nutramedical.
Yeah, look up Suppressed Books, Trine Day, and the book, The Bilderberger Group. They are key people in this network. Thank you, Doc.
Well, Fiona Hill, man, she's got a nasty dossier, doesn't she?
The Bilderberger Group, Daniel Esgelon, under Trine Day, Trineday.
Yeah, amazing. Think we should do some videos this week, and they got some good more stuff. Let's do it.